Oliver Callan on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Get Set Go. Get comprehensive car insurance today at getsetgo.ie.
Now, the weather, as you've been hearing over the last couple of days and over the next couple of days to come, not very conducive to enjoying the lovely outdoors. The nights are long enough as they are, but we need to get in and not end up in the rush of sitting in watching mindless television or even scrolling to find out what we're going to watch on television until it's too late to watch any television. Podcaster and community builder Cassie Delaney is with us. She has suggestions of things we can do. Welcome, Cassie.
Thanks, Oliver.
Are you a hibernator now over the winter?
You know what? I struggle with being stuck inside. I've got a golden retriever. I love being outdoors. I love getting out as much as possible. So it is a struggle. So I'm trying to find the most wholesome things that won't.
Brilliant. You're the perfect person.
Spiraling. Yeah.
What is a kind of a new hobby that people can do that doesn't involve having to go out and spend a fortune?
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of the key to starting out, I would
imagine. Yeah, so if you're going to be stuck inside, starting something new or taking up a new hobby is like a really easy first step and an obvious thing to do to kind of keep you away from the screens. Something that's really making a resurgence is crocheting, knitting,
yeah,
and punch needling. Punch needling is like an embroidery, but you've got this kind of needle to go through, so you get a bigger picture faster.
Oh, I see.
And
yes,
it's really enjoyable. And the benefit, I suppose, of these crafts is that they're really cheap, really inexpensive. Going on, and that with that resurgence, there's a lovely community of people chatting away about it.
Very social, isn't it?
It can be very social. And my advice here is if you take up this, get your friends involved as well. So even if you're sitting at home in sort of separate living rooms, you can at least be chatting and sharing your progress and talking about it.
You have a term for this, crafternoons.
Crafternoons, yeah, it's beautiful, isn't it?
I love good portmanteau myself.
That's it.
That's good. And so you can do it online, but people sit around in classes as well, don't they?
They do.
And there's anything.
People who are sharing their progress on online communities. There's a lot of TikTok videos about people taking up crafting kind of in their later teens, early 20s, 30s kind of stuff, and you can share your progress there.
And they hang out with people of older generations, which
that's
is
it.
Again,
there's fantastic like stitch and kind of knit sessions around town as well in the springtime, where it's lovely that intergenerational meeting of people coming together and also just like preserving and sharing of kind of crafts.
That's
and skills.
Your big recommendation.
Mm-hmm.
A useful skill everyone should learn, but we almost somehow never manage to do.
Oh, so if you're going to sit at home and kind of come up with a new skill or try and teach yourself something, I think there's a couple of things here that you can really take up and spend the winter learning. So Irish, obviously, it's like there was the lovely resurgence of the language over the last couple of years. It's been nice to sit home and practice. But then the skills are very useful for people to have, like CPR and stuff, that you're better off going to a class.
That's a good idea.
Do not try and learn that one on YouTube. I'd say do that under supervision.
But and then you can do it in Irish when you get
you
there.
You could, yeah. A hay and a dough, a tree.
Yeah, it's going to be easy, yeah.
But this idea of learning a new skill comes from this kind of wave of online movements of building a personal curriculum. So that's where you kind of take a topic you're really interested in and compile some podcasts and articles and maybe other videos about it, put it all together and really immerse yourself in learning for the next
that
couple
of weeks.
That
would be a huge thing to learn in 2026. You know, I'm going to do that myself. First aid, CPR, just learn
the
basics.
It's great
you never
to have.
Know when
it's great
gonna
to have, yeah.
Yeah, that's building a personal curriculum. That's
the idea, yes. That's what it's
called. What on earth is an at-home cafe?
So this is beautiful, right? This kind of feeds into this idea of a cookbook club as well. So this is really gaining popularity. It's a kind of a book club for people who don't finish reading. So the idea is that you'd share...
Don't finish reading a particular book.
Just finish reading the recipe. But if you share a cookbook with your friends or within your kind of network of people, everyone chooses a recipe and then they make it and can meet up and chat about it.
Are they swapping books or are they?
You can swap books in it as well, but then the at-home cafe sort of builds on this, and this is a really beautiful thing that people are doing where they're setting up their houses as kind of like buffet style breakfast on Saturday morning, inviting in the neighbours, inviting in
the
friends.
The stuff that they've cooked and prepared.
Yeah, they lay it all out and it's a lovely way for people to mingle, a lovely way to get to know your neighbours and things like that.
Does the cookbook club work? Instead of picking a novel that everyone reads, it's a recipe that everyone's going to do and
talk
about how they got
so
on.
So you would generally start with one cookbook and use that as your centre, and the people in the cookbook club can choose a different recipe each and cook from that and just kind of report back on what they felt about it, or everyone could try the same recipe, but it's going to get a very samey kind of dinner party after that.
But then you end up at your at-home cafe with loads of grub.
Yeah.
You just like pondering. You think this is a good idea, just do a bit of pondering.
That's it.
questions over dinner? Is that...
If you're going to be stuck inside, right, and you're living with someone, instead of just sitting there in front of Netflix, why not get really invasive and ask them a rake of dinner party questions?
So where are you finding your questions for?
This is the minor result of insomnia that I would lay awake and write them. So I share them on my TikTok, and I've got a couple on my Instagram as well. But there's a game called The Irish Confession Box by a fantastic girl called Brona Raff.
Oh, yeah.
And this is like a little at-home deck that you can get, and it was originated as a drinking game, but like you can just play it and ask him the questions. And then of course there's this viral article that went
what kind of things do you say in the Irish Confession Box? What kind of
the Irish Confession Box are just kind of fun, cheeky little questions that I suppose people are probably more willing to answer after a couple of drinks. But if you're going to be locked up.
Did you ever get in trouble in school?
That kind of thing. Oh, yeah. How much money is too much money? What's the biggest thing you've ever
stolen? RonaRaff.co.uk.
Yeah. And then there's that article that went viral a couple of years ago on the 37 questions to ask that lead to love. 36 questions that lead to love. So these are widely available on the internet, and they're kind of designed for people who are starting out in relationships to sit down and ask these 36 questions.
You're a big fan of that.
I am. I'm just a fan of being overly familiar with people.
In the long winter nights, are you a fan of, although you like the warm spaces indoors, will you leave your own indoor space and go elsewhere?
Well, you can, right? So I'm thinking if you want to stay close to the gaff, if you don't want to venture too far, this is the season of adult ed classes. So these are going to happen in your local secondary schools. There's loads around. There's loads of websites that can point you in the direction of the right adult ed classes. And you've got anything here from pottery to cooking to Irish language to DIY, woodworking, Pilates. So many things are on offer here. And that's, again, a really nice way that you can stay close to home but get involved in the community, meet people and adapt a new skill.
And don't
as well.
Cry off last minute just because you're feeling a bit miserable, a bit
That's
tired.
It.
You
yeah,
get
yeah.
such
just
energy
commit.
From getting
they're
out
kind
of the
they're
building.
They're kind of 10 weeks long, you know, once a week. They're on for about an hour, 2 hours.
Yeah.
And it's a great way to sort of integrate. And
it's a good time of the year to start it because obviously the evenings get a stretch out, and before you know
That's
it, you're
it.
Chatting to someone in full daylight at the
yeah.
end.
Yeah, and a lot of those... adult ed courses are starting their new classes now this month, so they start kind of towards the end of January, so it's a great time to look them up now, spot anything you might like, get a bit of painting in and go and enroll.
Are you starting anything yourself new?
I harassed my local adult ed courses to try and fit me into the woodworking class, but unfortunately I left it too late.
Did you?
But I've got my eye on the Irish language class in Inchcore on Monday.
That's where you're going to go. Well, yeah. Lanarag. Podcaster, community builder Cassie Delaney. Is your podcast about hobbies and things?
Absolutely isn't. It's about comedy true crime.
Is it?
Yeah, the creep dive. You can catch it every Tuesday.
Next time. But you're the hobby go-to person.
I am the hobby go-to person.
We'll be talking about stuff as we go. Thanks a million, Cassie Delaney.
Anytime.
We're going to look at An Ghaeltacht versus the Derry Club, the intermediate club final, right after these.
Email oliver@rte.ie.